Jake is heading to Sundance, Jordan might be going to jail, and all hell breaks loose in Tinseltown. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. Fill me up,
that's what I need. I don't know the songs.
Shout out to Christina Aguilera. This is her brand new song. We're all trying to get... Okay, you got a nice little beat to it. Okay, Christina. Hey, peace. Welcome to the Famous in Love crew. I am your girl, Nakia Monet, and I'm joined with my beautiful co-host. You ladies want to introduce yourselves?
I'm just confused by this music video. But what's up, guys? It's Drew Jones.
And I'm Justine.
And I'm Kristen.
Hey, peeps. So this is Famous in Love. Guess who's not going to Sundance? And it was a lot of interesting things that happened on this episode. As you guys know, we have a fun little game called Famous in Love Couples TV Edition. Woo-hoo. I know how much you guys love that game. It's not corny.
Love it.
No, I do love it.
The cornier,
really,
the better.
That's Hollywood for you. You know, I try to keep it a little Hollywood, try to spruce it up. Overall thoughts, what do you guys think about this episode?
Child.
Hallelujah. Just made me hate Jake even more.
Yeah.
That's that.
So we're still hating Jake.
Yeah, finally found a reason when cheating's okay.
Yes! That's actually pretty good.
It's good. When you hate the person so much, you actually agree with the cheating.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let's get into it. So this title is Guess Who's Not Going to Sundance? So we see that Jake is actually going to Sundance with his film with the beautiful Billy. The baby Sundance. Not the big Sundance, but at least he got the chance to go. And we learned that Paige isn't going at first. It's just him. But I love because these two are separate and they're having their own revelation. She's doing this really cool interview with US Weekly and she's basically saying, like, this is my best friend. Who doesn't want to be with their best friend? He's on the other side and him and Billy are packing and he's like, man, I should have invited Paige. She should be here with me. What were you guys thinking in that moment? Did you guys think, like, all right, you're still trash, bro, because she's not there? Or did you say, you know what, Paige, go get your man?
I was getting pissed because I was like, don't you dare, like, this towards Ryan. I was like, don't you dare put them back together. Like, they're together. But, like, I want them to continue to drift apart.
Yeah, absolutely. I loved how Famous in Love did that, though. That was really cute. I like the revelation of, oh, my gosh, that's my best friend. I actually kind of felt for their relationship because, you know, my past relationships, like, that was my best friend. You understand? So when that's your best friend, you do everything to make it work. So I finally understood in that moment, okay, understand. But, I mean, I still didn't like him.
I still don't like him. I was just like, please don't go. Like, you could tell she was doing the interview and then she stopped and was thinking. And then I'm like, the whole time I'm like, no, don't go there. Don't go there. Don't, like, start missing him. And then she did, so, yeah.
Yeah, it was really sweet the way she said it because, you know, like you said, Kristen, and that's your best friend, and you want to be with your best friend. But, of course, we are not Team Jake. So, at first, I was really excited that she was making the effort, and it kind of pisses me off. I don't know if it's you guys. It seems that Paige seems to be making all of the effort to save this relationship.
All of the effort.
And Jake is not making any effort. Yeah. So, our girl Paige makes the effort. She flies to Sundance to surprise her man, the same man who's been thinking about her, quote-unquote, the whole day. She pops up, and you would think he'd be a little bit more excited to see his girlfriend. She has all these cool plans for them. She got them passes to see the film that no one has passes to. Mm-hmm. She wants to get it in. They haven't done it in a while. Billy kind of cocks block and she's in the room. Did you guys feel like... So when this moment happens, you know... I can talk about myself. Mm-hmm. If I'm in a situation, if I'm Billy, and I know there's this couple and they want to get it in there in the room... I'm quickly leaving the room, or as soon as she pulled up, I'm not even in the room because I'm thinking that they may want to have some alone time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1,000%.
How'd you guys feel about that? Did you guys think that Billy was purposely like, because, I mean, as the show's going on, are we feeling like Billy's crushing on Jake a little bit?
I don't see. I thought she was getting ready to leave. I thought she was like, okay, my bad. But first of all, they shouldn't have been sharing a room. I don't care what's booked. What's going on? Mm-hmm. That's a red flag.
That's weird. Also, she didn't have to say anything. She could have snuck out, and I guarantee you they would have not noticed. But she was like... Oh, my bad. Let me make noise.
That's what I'm saying. Because when me and my friends, we joke around. I'm always telling my friends when we go out, I am not the cock blocker. I just want to make sure you're alive. Yeah. So I want you to get what you can get, but I want to make sure that you're okay. So I feel like if I'm in that moment, I'm a good friend that way. Yeah. I'm sneaking out. Like, I'm crawling on the floor. I'm not.
I just can't tell if she's someone that is sneaky, because I always thought right. that. But then a part of her just seems like, I feel bad, but she seems kind of dumb. Like, oh my God, this is what you really are doing? I want to do that? Like, I just can't tell. I think, like, it's right here, right now, and she just needs to do something messed up, and then we'll know.
But Billy stopped the thing. Billy's there in the bed. I mean, she put her head right. on his shoulder, but at the end of the day, she did stop it. Like, okay, I'm getting tired. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think I like her.
Yeah, okay. I don't dislike Billy. Okay, I like same. Billy. I think she genuinely likes Jake, but I think she understands that, like, she's respectful, right. you know? And so I think she slips that, like, when you like someone, you I've know, naturally there. You're flirtatious towards them. And right. I think she catches herself and she stops it.
Yeah, and I'm not putting no blame on Billy. This is all on Jake.
Yeah, it's all on
yeah.
Jake.
Because Jake is the boyfriend. Because, you know, you usually say to the girl, I'm not in a relationship with you. You're in a relationship with him. Mm-hmm. So Jake is the one who's responsible. And I just feel like there's so many missed opportunities with him.
Paige is just... She's almost too easygoing with them because she found out, oh, you guys are sharing a room, and then they got all defensive. She's like, no, it's okay. But like, no, it's not. No.
Okay, question for you ladies. You guys are Paige, your man's at Sundance with his artist, or any type of client or whatever, and they're sharing a room, and you get there. What are we doing?
Cutting it off.
No. Just no.
Put it on the table.
Cut it out. We're chopping it up.
I would get Lorena Bobbitt. I'd get really mad, and nobody wants to see me really mad because I just lose my mind. And then, like, when I get mad, my boyfriend's like, whoa, what? Right. I turn into a crazy person. Like, everybody in the apartment can hear me. So,
On my Paige thing, what she did earlier. We're going to try to find you a room. Don't worry. We got you, girl. Mm-hmm. And then Jake threw in, you know, the rooms might be booked. No, we're going to find you a room.
But I wouldn't be nice. I'd be, like, mad that he even thought that was okay.
My issue isn't even necessarily that they're sharing a room. My issue is that Jake didn't feel the need to tell Paige in the first place that they were going to room, because it feels like you're hiding something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because
if I get there, at least say, hey, babe, let's go back to the room. Just let you know, me and Billy are sharing the room.
You should have known before they even went.
That's true. Like, before you went to the trip, you should, girl, Jake,
Let's not go in too hard.
Because it's not a matter of me, like, I'm not thinking anything's weird unless you're, like, being weird and secretive about it. And then I'm like, okay, what are you hiding? But if you from the get-go were like, hey, there's not really any rooms left. There's just this one. We got to share. There's a couch. I'm going to sleep on it.
With another attractive woman in there, that would be okay with you?
Yeah. For me, okay, I'm not insecure.
I'm not saying I'm going to like.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not an insecure person. And I don't get jealous at all. I'm, like, literally the most chill girlfriend ever. Like,
you're the best girlfriend.
I am actually the best girlfriend. Why I'm single, I don't know. But I'm not insecure. And if that moment, I would be upset at him. Not her. I'm not that girl that's like, girl, get out. Sure. No, it's him I'm going to talk to and be like, cool, you're sharing a room, but why didn't you just communicate this with me before we got here? Mm-hmm.
There's nothing more annoying than a girl. That's what I do like about Paige, though. The girls that are get mad at the other girl. Like, no, be mad at your guy. Like, that always drove me insane. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah. So I think that Paige is a little too chill.
Well, because in this case, like, I think Billy hasn't shown Paige anything that would make her concerned. Right. Billy seems very about the business. Like, even when she's, like, talking with Jake, like, she just doesn't come off flirty. So I don't think I would be, like, pressed. I would be pressed with Jake being like, why didn't you? Because it's not Billy's job to tell me that you guys are sharing a room, because Billy and I don't know each other like that. But
remember when they had that scene, though, when they rewrote the script and she was watching them, like, kind of like, ooh, I need to leave. She didn't even feel comfortable watching them go over that script. I think right then and there, I was like...
So my next question for you guys. So you're Billy and your friend man, whatever he is to you, his girlfriend is here. And you know they haven't seen each other in a while. And then it slips out like, hey, me and him are going to see this movie and we got passes. Are you inserting yourself in this invite because you're in the movie?
I would just hope that I'd be invited. Yeah. But I wouldn't assume. Like, I'd be like, I don't know. I wouldn't assume, but I'd hope.
I'd be like, that's so awesome, guys. Like, I would make it in a way where you would want to invite me.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, that's so amazing. I love this director. He's so cool. I've always wanted to meet him. If you guys see him, can you take a picture for me?
Exactly.
To where you now feel bad.
Yeah. So she just, like, assumed.
Yeah. Like, oh. I'm like, girl, And, you know, like we said, Paige is super chill. And she's like, no, it's right. Because it's like Paige is still trying to make things right with her boo.
But why is she making things right? That's what pissed me off.
Yeah, like, be the other
she
way
goes
around.
Into it, like, apologizing from the get-go. And I'm like, what are you apologizing for?
His fault. It's like, ugh,
I just need them to be over. Like, I almost, like, when him and Billy were in bed and they were about to kiss, I almost wanted them to, because then I'm like, okay, it's officially
right,
over.
Right, we're like, yeah, over with this relationship already.
But it wouldn't be over because she was taking back.
Exactly. I was just going to say, but knowing those two,
they'll get right back together. Yeah. Speaking about maybe getting back together or maybe showing some feelings, so the beautiful Tanji is back in town.
Now.
With the with beautiful braids. She comes back from the Bahamas, and her and Pablo Money were in the beautiful weather recording an album together, and it seems like they might be taking things to the next level.
She's not happy.
I like it. She bumps, I like it.
But you know, why are you not happy?
Why are you not happy?
Because I like Marisol. I think Tanji is too... Tanji's not sure of herself, and I feel like Jordan's going through too much right now to where he doesn't need an... like, just like Paige doesn't need Jake's insecure ass... Jordan doesn't need Tanji because Tanji's having an identity crisis trying to find her sound and all that stuff. Jordan has a lot on his plate.
I feel like she's a ride or die, though. I feel like she still loved him after all of that. Like, she still wanted to protect him when, what's her name, Nikki? Nikki aired him out. Like, she still wanted to protect him and hide everything. Like, I feel like she still loved him. It was just bad circumstances. So she's like a ride or die to me.
Did you guys think it was, like, grown up of her to be like, you know what, you guys, you and Marisol should join me in Pablo Money. No. I would love to meet Marisol. No?
Why do you think she didn't? No, because I'm just curious. Because you guys didn't know. Because
she wanted to size that girl.
We do that. We do that.
I am not insecure, but I can be petty. And if I know for a fact that I am more popping in my career and whatnot than my ex's new girl...
Yeah.
And I had the opportunity.
I agree with you. But I also, I feel like she's on this new maturity level. Because even we see in her party with her tangerines, which I love. That's their name. And they're having this listening party. And they just want to be shady and negative the whole time. Mm-hmm. Especially that one little character. He was just like, yes, queen, we're here for it. And they're throwing so much shade at Alexis. But even though what Alexis did, she still stood up for Alexis. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, maybe she went to the Bahamas and maybe she became a new person. Or maybe her and Pablo Money... got it in, maybe.
Yeah, I was a little confused about that setup. So
the listening party?
Yeah, like, do people have that? I was very confused. Why are they at a table? So
I have, like, a couple friends who are musicians, and I've been to listening parties, and that's not how they look. Yeah, and so that was weird to me.
Yeah.
But
it was, like, I feel like it was, like, an invite. Like, she invited her fans from offline or something, and then she gifted them with the gifts, and it was interesting. It was very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, guess because I'm not in the music industry, I didn't know what that was. I've never seen that. So I was like, is this just something that happens like on the show? Or does this actually happen in real life?
That's weird. I mean, she invited Keith, and Keith wouldn't have fit in because those are like online personalities, like regular people. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she was just trying to extend the olive branch. I think she is on this new... I think she still loves and cares for Jordan, but I do think she's on this new, like, it's all peace and positivity.
I still think she wanted to be like, I'm probably better than her, so I want him to want me.
I also think Money Pablo has this very, like, I'm... Or Pablo Money, whatever. I'm like,
same thing.
I got money. I don't care. I'm just doing my thing. And I think she's trying to adapt that personality. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it just like feels weird coming off of her. Also, I just think it's really interesting how the whole fan thing worked because like, I don't know about y'all, but there are certain fan groups, stans, as the kids call them, that if you tweet something negative about someone that they like, they will literally.
Mm-hmm.
Give you death threats.
That's
I mean, the Beehive, the Barbs.
The Swifties.
Oh, my God. Rihanna's Navy.
We're Bieber's fans.
Ariana Grande.
Ariana's Grande fans do not play.
What are they called? I don't know.
I don't know.
She should call them the ponytails.
But I had to write a think piece for a certain publication, and it was about how, like, fans kind of blindlessly follow different... Definitely. Like artists.
Yeah.
And so as an experiment, they had me tweet out negative things about like four different people.
Oh my gosh.
And I tweeted something about Justin Bieber. And
the Beliebers, sorry.
The Beliebers. Let me tell you, I got death threats.
This on Twitter.
I had people trying to figure out where I work. Like they were reporting me to the publication. Like trying to get me fired.
Yeah. How many people would you say did that? Like reach out to you?
Like a solid... I got suspended from my account because a solid like
oh my god
like 1,000
so it was very
a 1,000 people
yeah like I like my Twitter kept crashing because so many people were
so it's very believable
it was a great article though.
Wait, I don't know. Now I'm like, okay, after the show
we have to see that article, but it's very believable because we do have see Tanji's fans taking it to the next level, and they are cutting Alexis's throat, not literally, but figuratively, because they felt like Alexis has hurt their main tangerine.
Yeah, it's like when Kid Rock said that thing about Beyonce and he was wrong. Oh, man. All the Beehive went and posted all his...
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, man. When we are done with this, we're gonna tell you guys, like, the list of the... I have some interesting fan stories. One of my friends... Random story, he's in the Beehive, and when that whole Becky with the good hair came on, people thought it was Rita Ora. He said some pretty mean things to Rita Ora via Instagram. I'm not going to call him out, but he did.
And what's her name? Rachel Ray or something?
Rachel, she calls out on herself. But speaking about people who didn't cause it on themselves, our guy Raina, we see him, he's packing. He's about to head to New York City, at least in his head, talking with his girlfriend Harper. She's already in New York City making plans. And Jordan also has to move out of the apartment, too. But Raina, because I know we've been on this, like, we love Raina thing, Raina's on this weird...
I feel sorry for him.
Yeah. Really, he's on this weird kick where it's like, you see that he loves Jordan, but he's being really mean and vicious to Jordan, where Jordan's trying to move out, but he's breaking the surfboard, and he's like, get out. And when Jordan is subpoenaed, he doesn't embrace him. He says, well, good luck with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't blame him, though, honestly, because I'm trying to think if my friend, well... I'm trying to think. Well, because, like, I didn't know my dad, so, like, I don't know that kind of situation. I'm trying to put it in the other way, but, like, saying that my friend did that to, like, my stepdad or something, like, yeah, that would be very weird, and I don't know, it would really rub me the wrong way, and I think that he's just really hurt about it, and it's not even just hurt, it's just, like, that's a very weird thing, like, you hooked up with my mother. Like, it's an intimate thing that he probably cannot get out of his head.
No, it is weird, but, I mean, first of all, Harper was fake in New York City because she was really in L.A. getting this contract. And then he really doesn't have any support system. We saw on his phone he was going down the call list. It was all people that he hasn't talked to or who's not picking up. So he finally, I mean, he hit rock bottom.
He hit the bottle.
And just, it's crazy. Like, I really don't want to see what's next.
It's tough because you feel for Jordan and you do feel for Raina. You feel for Jordan because you understand Jordan's story and where he comes from and why he did what he had to do. Mm-hmm. He comes from rough beginnings. You know, he's starting to have anxiety. He's breaking the mirror. He's freaking out. But then on the other side, someone who's on the complete opposite tracks is someone like Raina, who was actually born into, you know, privilege. He's actually privileged. But he's had a hard time. He's been a famous kid his whole life. He doesn't really know his mother. He knows Nina, the manager. Mm-hmm. He's an alcoholic. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you feel for the both of them. And at that moment, I just wanted them both to hug and be like, bro, like, this is tough for me. Yeah. I'm gonna think about this for a while. But just the way Raina was treating Jordan, it's like they both were kicking each other while they both were down.
He's like in a blind rage. Like, you know? He's not thinking.
Yeah, it's tough. And then when I seen Jordan hitting the mirror... And then our girl Tangerine, I'm just going to start calling her Tangerine, I'm sorry, comes to the rescue to bandage little Jordan's hand. Yes, Jordan, open the door.
It. I like
it's
that.
It's me, Tangy.
I like it.
Jordan, are you here, Drew? Drew's not here for that. For those who cannot see us on YouTube, and thank you guys for joining in with us in the chat. Drew is very upset. She's not here for Tangerine and Jordan.
I just really like Marisol, and I... Yeah.
I mean, she's cool, but she just met him. Tangy and Jordan have history.
I mean, your friend just told you, hey, I may get charged with second-degree murder. This is your ex. Are we not going to go upstairs and bandage his little hand?
So you wouldn't... Who wouldn't bandage their ex's hand?
I would.
I don't know.
I'd bleed, fam. No, just kidding. I'm kidding.
No?
I would, but my boyfriend would be like, why are you... What's going on up there?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'd help you out, but I would just be like...
Yeah, I wouldn't get all intimate and like close.
I would be like, oh.
Especially when you're a celebrity. What happened?
And then I want to say, so the stands, because some of the stands / fans take it really serious.
Justin Guarini.
I mean, this one stand who was just going over the top, he tends to follow Tangerine and he catches them in an intimate moment where it was innocent. I think she was just showing him love, but takes a picture and he puts it on Instagram. Question for you guys. If you guys are in this situation, you guys are super famous. Thank you so much. Shout out to our AfterBuzz team. Shout out to Steven and Brianna, our amazing engineers. They just were delivering us some presents, and we have a present for you guys a little later on. Thank you, Drew. You got that, girl. Thank you.
I just feel like the fans, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just think that the fan. I think when you're a celebrity, you have to be extra careful. So it'd be a little different if, like, I was doing that to my boyfriend. Nobody cares. I was taking a picture. But, like, her, it's a little too close for
But it is like that's somewhere that should be private, you know? Like they shouldn't.
I do get upstairs to the hotel room. It's different. They're in the lobby, but you're upstairs.
I mean, they'll do anything. They'll find their ways. There's people that, which we'll get in later about Paige's stalker. So they'll find any way to get into anything.
Speaking about finding your way, Drew, tell us how we can find our way.
If you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, we've got a podcast for you. Conversation with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just head over to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free.
If it's for free, it's for me.
You have that memorized. I'm like, she should do that every week. She's like,
when you get over there, make sure to let Maria know that it was us, the Famous of Love panel, that sent you there. Yes. Be sure to rate and comment it. And Conversation with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, check it out. It really is.
It's really great, man. Maria's amazing. She's the queen mother, as the stands would call.
Mother.
No, it's a pretty cool podcast, and she literally talks about everything, and I feel like some of these people on Famous in Love can benefit from her podcast. Facts. Hashtag facts. Speaking about benefit from doing something good, we have our girl Nina. Who you want to root for, Nina?
I really don't. But
I don't care about her.
It's just all karma. So we have Nina who, you know, she's trying to get back in a good space with her baby boy, Rainer. I almost called him Jake. Sorry, I'm starting to get them confused now. Rainer. But she's also in a new relationship with Steve. And Steve opened up to her that he wants to get this book published. The book is already published, but he wants to get this into a movie. And what does Nina do? She goes behind her new boo's back. And this is the same guy who's been trying to get her to do yoga and calm down and to get her life together. She goes behind his back to talk to the author of this book. Now, what she did was grimy, but not the way she explains it, she's doing everything for her son. Do you guys think she's in mama mode, I care for my son, or she's doing this because she's Nina and she's grimy and she's evil?
Her face is always killing me.
I say Drew's she's crazy for 100 because Rainer said he wants out of Hollywood, so why is she trying to put him back into, you know, that thing that makes him go back to drinking, like, you know?
For her.
Exactly. If she was really about the whole it's for my son, she would be investing in something that he's interested in, which is right now the charity. She would be, you know, feeding into that. She'd be helping with that. Instead, she's trying to fix her career and at the same time trying to bring Rainer in. But she's not really thinking of what's best for Rainer because Hollywood is clearly not good for him. Absolutely. So, no, she's being completely selfish and malicious. And now she's got no man.
And that's why, when she was just like, oh, I don't remember exactly like the specific thing that she said, but she was basically like, I'm doing it for my son or whatever. Like, it just, there was no empathy in there. It was just like, I just don't buy it.
I'm doing this for myself so I can have a job.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
I don't buy it.
Did you guys think so? We love Alan, her baby daddy. You know, he sits down with her and he gives a really good friend advice. He's like, hey, I heard what you're doing. You need to be upfront with Steve. This is someone you want a relationship with. So when she opens up to Steve, did you guys think that was going to be the reaction? Steve being really pissed? Because him, too, was doing this for his daughter.
I figured he would, because rightfully so. Like, because I don't even think it's not even necessarily that she took the movie. It's that she lied and, you know, was sneaky and snuck. I think if she was just like, I really want to get Rainer into this, which she kind of hinted towards, but like not really. Instead, she decided, instead of trying to push it, she just like would do it behind his back.
Or find your own project for your son.
Yeah. So exactly. I think his reaction was like valid, and I think it, I'm not surprised at all.
I agree, 100%.
Nina's left with no man, no Jordan.
No son.
No son. Kind of no job. No job. And she says, why is this happening to me? And it's only karma. It's like it's karma. But speaking about karma, where I feel like a lot of us has hinted toward this. So Marva is the woman who wrote the book Redemption Ridge, the movie that Nina is trying to get made. Mm-hmm. And Marva tells Nina, you know what, let me just hold off a little bit because Nina threw her some shade because she's like, you can't be the screenplay writer. Somebody else comes in and gives Marva a nice little check. And it's AKA Miss Harper, who we thought was in New York City, but she went behind Nina's back and Rainer's back.
Yup.
Were we feeling the shade all along at the beginning, or did we think she would do something this shady and shisty?
She got me.
Or, oh, okay, so remember last week we were saying, why is it that, so when Raina tells her, I want to go to New York City, I'm good, she's really upset that he wants to leave Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Do you think this is it? You think this is, he's the reason that's going to keep her afloat?
Raina. He's keeping her relevant, and so she's going to do whatever she can to continue to keep him relevant.
So that she stays relevant.
Okay. Poor Raina. So you guys think she's going to try and put him in the movie like her mom? I mean, like his mom?
I think... I guess we could save this for predictions, but I think she's up to something shiesty. Same. And I think, like Drew said, it's not in his best benefit. It's like, no one's listening to Raina. Raina's basically mm-hmm. saying, I want to leave Hollywood. I just want to do my own thing. And she's thinking, mom is thinking, I'm going to put him in this movie because he's going to love it. Girlfriend is thinking, I'm going to put him in this movie because it's going to benefit the both of us. Because with his money, it can back my fundraisers. It can right. put me, because remember what Sloan said, oh, she's a washed up star. Mm-hmm. You know? So I just feel like no one has... his interests, his best interests.
She's like, he's like yeah. dating her mom. They always say you're gonna like marry like your dad or your mom, you know? Like,
oh my God.
He's literally dating his mom.
That's creepy.
Is that like really, do you think that really happens? Because that's scary.
A lot of people, yeah.
A lot of the same characteristics.
Hey, well, speaking about creepy, not on my watch. Speaking about creepy, you know, our girl Paige was at Sundance, but she leaves because one of the guys at Sundance tells her, you're just famous for being famous.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend doesn't stick up for her again.
I'm not surprised.
Paige flees. She goes to L.A. and she gets home and she finds this beautiful table with this beautiful gift on it with candles, but all the lights are off.
Oh, no.
And she assumes that it's Jake. But last week, we kind of see the hint of a stalker.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I was confused about because they made it seem like the episode left off with when it came back this week right. that was what we were going to see. So was that like taped before, like, was that supposed to be like a preview? Like, I was confused with the time of events.
Right. Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I do. I think what's happening last week, I think someone broke into her house mm-hmm. and the alarm went off. And I think that's why Cassie was over there, if I'm not mistaken. Those in the chat, if you guys know, you guys can let me know. And I think what it is someone keeps opening the door or someone keeps breaking in. That's why she's so freaked out when she sees the alarm.
Oh, so it wasn't that specific time. Because yeah. I was a little confused.
I think
that.
This is just the second time. And I think that's why she's always.
Huh? No, yeah. Oh, like, you're right. I guess give me the second time.
Guys, I'm zoned up. So Kristen was just speaking, but I thought it was like Brianna, our engineer, and I'm like, hello? God, is that you? Sorry, Kristen. Yes, you're absolutely right. It's late. What can I say? It's a lot of famous things going on, a lot of Hollywood. But yeah, we get the hint of a stalker, but weirdly, and I know Drew had brought this up too, so she's at the bar, she leaves, she goes to the hotel because she's a little creeped out, but we bump into her ex, Eddie.
Yeah, man.
Which is very random. How are you guys feeling about the stalker? Do you guys think the stalker is who you think it is?
No, I think the stalker is the bartender.
You don't say that. Tell us why.
Okay.
Why? That took me a minute. Like,
I think the stalker is the bartender because I feel like the creepy guy at the at Gold Brothers, I think it's just, like, there's fans that are just weird.
Mm-hmm. It's so too think, obvious. Yeah, that would be the too obvious answer.
He was a little weirdly possessive of Paige when Eddie popped up. I don't think Eddie's a stalker because he has a legitimate reason to be in L.A. again. Okay. Because he's doing the L.A. Kings thing. I think that would just be, it wouldn't really make a lot of sense. I think, however, Shane knows where she lives because he filmed there.
Because
they filmed
part of I would never stealing. Have thought of this ever.
And he kind of gets, like, weirdly a little, like, passive-aggressively possessive of her when Eddie's eating her food. So I think it's Shane.
Oh, that's good. For those in the chat or for those who watch us and those who listen to us on iTunes. Oh, and also when you guys are listening to us, if you guys don't mind, we really love it if you guys give us a thumbs up, if you guys subscribe, if you guys just leave us some comments and tell us how you like Famous in Love. We really, really do appreciate it and we love all the thumbs up, all the positivity. Yeah, if you guys are listening to us, let us know who you guys think the stalker is.
Oh. And he already, like, he was in a fake relationship with her in the movie, and I feel like he could easily, in his head, play it out like they had chemistry and that they should be together.
Yeah.
So.
Ooh, do you guys have an idea? Do you guys want to think about it some more, marinate, maybe next week?
No, I thought it was obvious it was the crazy person at the studio, but she just, like, blew my mind. Yeah.
No, I was thinking that I'm like, they want us, the show wants us to think that it's that guy from
Marlene
the
King
studio. But it's going to be someone, it's either what you said, or someone that's in her circle, someone that it's not going to be like, oh, that's a crazy random person we don't know. We're going to be like, oh, they want us to be like, I can't believe that person did this.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's getting cray cray. You know, at the end of this episode was really crazy because at the end we see Rainer, Paige, and Jake up to some things. Our guy Rainer is locked in the house drinking again. Drinking again. That is really, really sad hurts. And kind of heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. And then we head all over to Sundance and Jake and Billy kind of share a moment where she puts her head on his shoulder. And it looks like they were about to kiss, but they both pull away.
I feel like Billy pulled more away than Jake did, though.
Yeah, like if she was the one that's like, okay, time to go to bed, he didn't move. And then he's like, okay, I can't. I really can't with him. I think he's really stupid.
We're sick of him, right?
Really, I just really don't
and
like him.
And then at the end... Our girl Paige and Eddie have a nightcap and they're making out in the elevator.
Cue what you said before about cheating.
When cheating is okay.
Yes.
So let's go. If your boyfriend's Jake Salt, you can cheat.
Let's go around now. Are we here for this Eddie and Paige hookup? Drew.
I don't really care about Eddie, but I'm just glad that Paige is finally getting someone who wants her.
Justine.
I don't care who she hooks up with other than it not being Jake.
Kristen.
Yes, I'm here for it. I hope he's here for the rest of the season.
I'm here for it, too.
But I want her and Rainer, I'm not going to lie, I want Rainer to get his stuff together and then them be together. It just makes me sad, the whole drinking thing, because, you know, it's like a serious thing, alcoholism. But it's not that I didn't feel bad for him, but they just did it so dramatic. I looked at you and I laughed when he just types in alcohol. I'm like, come on.
Where can I find this alcohol?
Like, they made that
double juice.
That was a lot. This was a really intense episode, and it's getting better because we're finding a lot about, it's really intense. Like, Jordan may go to jail. Raina might fall off. Harper's being super shady. It's really Hollywood, and I love what Marlene King and all the people from Famous in Love, I love what they're doing with this season.
Yes.
All right, guys, I guess that wraps up the show, but before we go, let's play our cool little game of Famous in Love Couples TV Edition. Woo. Hopefully you guys get these. You should, okay? Are we ready?
Yeah.
She, a redhead comedian who is known to get in a bunch of trouble. He, her Cuban husband, who normally had to clean up her mess. They were a real-life couple whose love life made it to the TV screen.
I only know this because they're my favorite TV couple. Their real-life relationship was very messy, though. Lucy and Ricky Ricardo.
Yeah!
I love Lucy!
I was thinking that.
One of my favorite shows.
Very toxic couple in real life. But very. Very cute on the show.
Very, very toxic couple.
When I grew up and found out how bad it was, I was very sad.
Yeah, man. It's a really sad couple. But one of my favorite TV shows. So it's Lucy and... what was his name?
Ricky Ricardo.
I was going to say Desi, but...
Desi Arnaz and Lucy Ball, yes. But yeah.
All right, number two. These two have a unique, different, but modern family, married with their adopted daughter from China, one of our favorite gay couples on television. Mm.
Is it Ellen?
I know who it is, but I don't know who it is, but I don't remember their names.
It's not Ellen.
Oh, it's not Ellen.
It's from Modern Family. Yeah. But I don't remember their names.
What are their names
on
the show?
No Googling, Drew.
I don't know their names.
All right.
I don't watch the show.
It's Jesse... What's his name?
Tyler Ferguson.
And the other guy...
Thank you, Brianna.
She's probably sitting there like, I know what it is. I want to say
it. He hosts my favorite weird, like, reality show.
Are you guys ready? It's Mitch and Cam from Modern Family.
Yes, Mitch and Cam, thank you.
Oh, so this is not a real life one.
No, this is TV.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. We're still... This is TV. I love Lucy. They were a TV couple, but they were a real life couple. Real life.
Yeah.
This one, I'm going to throw it back to the 90s. I gave you guys a hint right there, okay? She, the girl next door who lived with her loving family, he, geeky and kind of annoying and was sort of obsessed with her.
Oh.
He had two split personalities and he always asked, did I do that?
I knew it. It was Urkel and I forgot her name.
Lauren Steve Urkel.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for playing another game of Famous in Love Couples TV Edition.
Yeah.
Woo. Before we go, let's get into some predictions because this show has been insane.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Makes me feel like I'm about to go on a ride.
Yes. Drew.
I think, obviously, the picture of Tandy and Jordan's going to go out. I don't think Marisol's going to bolt. I think Marisol's going to believe him because they have a good system there. However, I think Pablo Money doesn't have time for BS, and so I think he's going to drop Tangi. I don't think they have as good of a connection as she thinks they do.
That would suck.
I still stand by my who I think the stalker is. And I don't know.
I think Jordan's going to find out that Harper is shady. But see, it's really hard because this show is confusing. It could go either way, or she'll come to the rescue and be like, oh my God, you drank. I'm so sorry. I wasn't there for you. I'll make it up to you, whatever. I think that he's going to get his drinking together. I think eventually, this is like far down the line, I think him and Paige are going to end up together. Yeah. I'm still hoping for that. I think Paige and Jake, I'm still trying to figure out who's going to find out, like,
right.
I'm trying to figure that situation out. Like, is she going to tell him? Is he going to find out? And I'm hoping that they break up, but knowing the show, they won't. So.
Kristen?
Rainer will definitely find out Harper's finally sneaky. I'm so for Jordan and Tandy. I hope they get back together. It's a wishful prediction.
Yes.
Let's see. And, dang, what was I going to say? Oh, Paige. I hope that this new boo stays, and Paige will tell him because she's such a goody-goody girl. So she's going to tell him, and I think they're going to break up.
I think that Rainer is going to find out that Harper's shady, but I think that this is going to bring him and his mother closer together because I think they're going to take Harper down together. I don't think that Paige is going to hook up with Eddie. I just think we're just going to see them kissing, and she's going to be like, oh, I love Jake so much. Mm. But I do think Jake might actually cross the line with Billy. And I think he might actually be the one that gets caught up first, where they might admit it to each other. I would love to see for my girl Alexis to come back. I know we all hate her, but I feel like she stirs the pot a little bit. And also Sloan. Sloan's a little shady, too. So it's like Sloan, Harper, and Alexis.
I have an idea. I still want them to be a thing.
Yeah. Wait, I have something that may happen.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I think that Paige and Eddie, right?
Yeah.
Is that his name? Okay. I think that they're going to kiss. I don't know. They may take the next level. They may not. I think I agree with that. They're not going to, because she's going to be like, oh, my God, I miss Jake, whatever. I think, like you said, she's such a goody-goody. She's going to tell him, and then Jake is going to be like, oh, like, hell no, she did it. And it's going to give him an excuse to just, like, run up to Billy and do it. I think that's what's going to happen.
It's getting good. And I'm curious to know about her stalker with Eddie and the young man that works at the bar. I'm very interested to see this. Oh, hey, stalker at the bar might actually do something shady and might take a picture, and Jake might actually see it on social media.
I was going to say, I think because he has such an important meeting with the LA Kings, I feel like if the stalker saw that whole thing happen with Paige, that somehow Eddie might get injured or hurt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It's getting so good. It's getting so intense. We thank you guys for tuning in with us. Ladies, before we go, let everyone know where they can follow you guys at and stalk you.
You guys can find me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
You can follow me on Instagram at Let's Face It with Justine.
You can find me on Instagram at TheChrisExclusive.
And you guys can stalk me, but make sure it's a nice stalking. Don't, like, come up and pop up at AfterBuzz. And you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And you can follow AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Make sure you give us some thumbs up. We love it. And make sure you guys tune in with us and chat with us. We will see you guys next week. And hopefully we'll find out who Paige's stalker is. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.